You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Welcome to the PharmD Money Podcast, where certified financial planner Derek Delaney brings financial education and observation to help pharmacists navigate their most important financial questions.
Welcome in PharmD Nation to episode number 85 of the PharmD Money Podcast. I am your host, Derek Delaney. Thank you for joining me today. This podcast is being recorded in February, and there is a lot of economic activity going on that has a lot of people worried. For example, inflation is sticking around, economic markets are acting pretty volatile, and the future is pretty up in the air as far as where we're going from an investment market standpoint and an economic cycle standpoint. And it's led many people who are in retirement or those who are nearing retirement to ask, what is the long-term retirement outlook? Can I hope for and look forward to prosperity? Or is my future going to be full of a lot of doom and gloom? And in this podcast episode, we're going to break that down and we're going to be frank and talk about what the future of retirement is going to look like for those who just started or for those who are thinking about entering retirement in the next handful of years. So the first place I want to start is compare where we're at today to where we were at just a couple of years ago. And I want to talk about economic conditions pre-COVID. So going back to the beginning of 2020 or the entire year of 2019. And if we look back then and compare it to where we're at now, some of the big differences that are going to make an impact in the future outlook of retirement well-being are interest rates. Where now, when you're a retiree and you're a saver, you can safely keep money in places like the bank or money market accounts or low volatility bonds and earn a livable interest rate. Now we're talking 4, 4.5, sometimes even 5%. Where if we go back pre-COVID, while interest rates, because of interest rates being so low, you weren't getting nearly that much money in interest, which means in order to earn a livable standard in retirement or right before retirement, you probably had to take on additional risk, which means investing more money in the stock market than you otherwise would have liked to. The other pro now compared to just a handful of years ago are stock valuations. So again, it doesn't matter if you're just in retirement or approaching retirement. My opinion is you still need to take probably more risk from a stock standpoint in your portfolio than most people think they do. Especially if you consider you're going to live a two-person 35-year retirement moving forward, you need that stock exposure in order to outpace inflation over the long term. And the good news is, because of the big pullback we experienced in the stock market in 2022, a lot of these stocks are more fairly valued, which means the outlook is probably a little bit better than they were back in 2022, 2021, and 2020. So if you are putting new money to work in the stock market, or you're rebalancing, or you're reshuffling your investment portfolio to prepare more for a future retirement, those long-term valuations and the long-term outlook of equities are probably a little bit stronger than they were a handful of years ago, which is great. A downside is a tighter Federal Reserve and just a tighter monetary policy in general, which means I don't think we're going to see the same type of giant wave that is going to lift the stock market to all-time highs over and over again like we've seen in the previous 10 years. And because of that, you have to have better expectations of what the equity or stock side of your portfolio is going to be able to give you over the long term. And because of that tighter Fed, it's probably not as great as what people were hoping for just a couple of years ago. And then finally, another con now compared to just a handful of years ago from a retirement outlook is a higher cost of capital. Because interest rates are higher, cost of capital is going to get more expensive, which means our economy is probably going to chug along at maybe a slower pace than what we'd experienced over the last handful of years. And if you place that into a retirement outlook, it just means slower economic activity, which means maybe smaller earnings, which could lead to a lower chance of hitting the rate of return number you hope for on the equity side of your portfolio longer term, which isn't a bad thing. It's just something you're going to have to include in your long-term planning, specifically if you're just starting out in retirement. Now, a really good place that 2023 brings us compared to earlier years is, I think, for retirees, you're going to be able to create a more stable income floor because of those higher rates. So you're not going to have to take on as much volatility in your portfolio, which means the distribution planning you have set in place is probably going to be more stable to you in retirement than it otherwise would have been, which for a lot of pre-retirees and retirees, you're going to enjoy that because you can count on a consistent income at a higher percentage. It's also going to allow you to go out and buy consistent income if you want to do that as well. And a lot of people are able to do that by going out and purchasing annuities because of those higher interest rates. Annuity payouts are going to eventually start paying out more than they could have been or did just a handful of years ago. A big area a lot of people are going to have to look out for is taxation, where if you look at the two ways Congress can control our revenue is by increasing revenue or cutting spending. And I don't know about you, but I don't anticipate Congress wanting to cut spending anytime soon, because that's usually the way a lot of those people get to stay in office for a long period of time. And if they're not going to cut spending, chances are they're going to have to raise revenue. And the easiest way to raise revenue is by increasing taxes. And because of how complicated the tax code is, there are ways they can get more money from you every single year in taxation without even having to actually raise federal tax bracket rates. And that means proper tax planning year over year over year and being proactive in those decisions could be a huge benefit to pre-retirees and current retirees over a long period of time. So that's something that's going to become more important now than it was, I think, a handful of years ago. And then finally, two big ones for a lot of pre-retirees and retirees are Medicare and Social Security. There's been a lot of talk about Social Security being cut, Medicare being cut. Do we have enough money to fund it? My belief is that if you are nearing retirement or currently in retirement, you're not going to have to worry about it. And if you're a younger individual preparing for retirement, I would plan on having to pay more into those programs than you otherwise previously would have done just a handful of years ago. And that means less income for you, and that means less income for you to be able to invest in order to prepare for a future retirement. So I think that could potentially be a con for those who are young enough to experience those tax increases to keep those two programs alive. So with all that being said, can we look at a long-term retirement outlook as something that could be more prosperous, or is it more doom and gloom compared to what the outlook was just a couple years ago? And my final verdict is I truly believe that we are in better shape now for pre-retirees and retirees than we were just a handful of years ago. And I think the primary reason why is because of those higher interest rates, creating that more sustainable and more more reliable income floor, which goes a long way for a lot of retirees. And then I think now, because of future taxation changes and changes in Medicare and Social Security, it's going to give retirees now a better outlook when they do proactive planning for themselves, which is going to be a huge need, in my opinion, in the next couple of years. And I think that financial services, from a financial planning standpoint, there is going to be far more demand than there is supply for good financial planners above and beyond just the stock jockey brokers who push investment products, specifically those who have a higher net worth and for those who want a bigger income in retirement. And that is because there's going to be a lot more navigation that's going to need to be done as you go into retirement and as you get into retirement. And it's going to be harder to do because of that increased tax complexity. And I think there's going to be a lot bigger need on proper investment diversification leading up into retirement and in retirement because of that tighter Federal Reserve. And then finally, income planning is going to be absolutely critical, making sure that you can squeeze every bit of efficient income out of your retirement nest egg as you possibly can, and doing it in a way where you're not going to hurt your future self by spending too much today, or you're not going to get older and feel a bunch of regret because you didn't spend enough now or earlier in retirement because you thought you couldn't from a financial wellness standpoint. So there you have it. If done correctly and if good financial planning is applied, I think people now are in better shape from a retirement outlook standpoint than they were just a handful of years ago, which should hopefully inspire a lot of people that their financial dreams are still attainable, regardless of what the next handful of months in 2023 might bring, especially if there is a recession looming. If you have any questions, topics, or ideas you'd like me to discuss more about, feel free to email podcast@farmdfp.com. If you'd like to learn more about myself or FarmD Financial Planning, feel free to visit farmdfp.com and check out my website, or directly send me an email at derek@farmdfp.com. Until next time, FarmD Nation, be well.
The FarmD Money Podcast is not intended to be tax, legal, or investment advice. All opinions expressed on the show are for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon for tax, legal, or investment advice.